Laptop computers, tablets, and smartphones have all made it possible to perform regular activities in new ways. An upcoming performance at Western Illinois University is bringing that technology to the concert stage. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
Four people sitting in a room, all in front of laptop computers, is a common sight. But this isn't an office or a coffee shop with free Wi-Fi. This is a musical group, a laptop ensemble. James Caldwell is a professor of music theory and composition at Western Illinois University and has spent a number of years as a composer working with electronic music. His latest work is for a laptop ensemble, a piece entitled Texturology 18, Six Scenes. Caldwell says the work is inspired by modern art.
The kind of all-over pattern or color field paintings in which there's stuff from edge to edge, not necessarily a central focal point. So I like that kind of cloudy kind of textures and things kind of feeding off of one another and in and out. And then I'm hoping that we listen to one another and try to add things to the texture and subtract things to the texture and make decisions about where we play.
Instead of sheet music, each performer has a series of drawings that serve as instructions. Caldwell created a program that each player in the ensemble has open on a laptop. Each performer uses a controller, a mouse, trackpad, tablet, iPod, or even a Wii remote to draw the shapes depicted in the drawings. Caldwell explains how those movements create music.
So I'm on my iPad, I'm drawing within this box that I set up in this app, and that information gets transferred into the computer, and then it gets followed on that square in there.
And the computer program is set up to reproduce recorded sounds, including a thumb piano, cymbals, snippets of spoken words, and even marbles rolling around in a box. Making music by looking at drawings and making movements with a controller is atypical for most musicians. Adam Stombries is a graduate music student at Western. His main instrument is saxophone, but he says performing this piece still requires a lot.
I think a lot crosses over from all parts of music, really. You're still trying to be musical and expressive and everything. It's just a matter of the technicality of it is different. You're not using your fingers in a mechanical motion to replicate things written down. You're being interpretive with your gestures and everything, but you're still thinking about the musicality that you would if you're playing a regular instrument.
Texturology 18 is a very structured piece. It consists of six scenes, each 90 seconds long. The computer program has a timer so the performers know exactly where they are, and it automatically makes changes in the sounds from scene to scene to follow Caldwell's vision for the piece. But within that structure is a lot of freedom. Paul Pacioni is a fellow composer and faculty member in WIU's School of Music. He says that combination of structure and freedom and the nuances of electronic music is actually a natural progression in the world of classical music.
Debussy said he wanted his music to sound like it was improvised, but it wasn't. I mean, you try to aim for that when you compose, to make it sound like it's not written down, but it is. But here, there's so many variants. Each time we'll have a different variant in terms of instrumentation. We set a broad outline.
Pacioni says he approaches playing the laptop ensemble the same way he would approach playing any other instrument. And that's the way James Caldwell wants it.
I'm finding in rehearsals that something happens that I wasn't quite expecting, and I kind of burst out a couple of times, and so that's cool. I like that. So, I hope that anybody listening to it will find some moments that just seem really exciting and interesting and draw them in.
The Laptop Ensemble will perform James Caldwell's Texturology 18, Six Scenes, on Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Kofak Recital Hall on the WIU campus. I'm Jonathan All, Tri-State's Public Radio News.